Hello, and welcome to the Sales Technology Training Program call. This is Rick Cooper. Thanks for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. The call today will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. To ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. A great place to be on the Internet during the call is out on Facebook, and you can join us in our private Facebook group for the Sales Technology Training Program. Go ahead and post a message there. When you go out to the group, look for the pinned post at the top of the page, and go ahead and pop a quick message in here. And let me go ahead and put a message in here myself. This is Rick from Sacramento. And you can go ahead and share a message out there as well. And our comment goal for today's call, we're going to start off with 20 today. And we'll see how we do on that, and we might expand it a little bit further. You can also access the recordings for these calls out on the membership page. You can find the link in the email message that I send out each week. So take a look at the message, look for the link there, and then click, and then you can go out and access prior calls. And the Sales Technology Training Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems to generate leads and earn sales online. There are 12 modules of content. One quick announcement before we get into our content for today. You can access, I invite you to join me for a free teleseminar coming up on this Thursday. That will be Thursday, September 18th, and that would be at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And the topic is on 7 strategies to drive traffic to your site. This is all about how to get more visitors out to your website. If you'd like to participate on that call and register, just simply go out and register online. And the website address is socialmediaoutcomes.com/driving-traffic-teleseminar. And I'll share the link out to actually the Facebook event page here. I'll just say teleseminar on Thursday, and add the link in there. So you can join me for that. And let's go ahead and dive into our content for today. And again, today's call will include 30 minutes of content and also up to 30 minutes of Q&A. Might wrap the call a little bit early depending on how many questions we have on today's call. So our module today is on appointment setting tools and CRM systems for follow-up. So I love any kind of technology topics where we get to talk about systems, how to implement systems in your business. And so I'm sure as we go through the content today, I'll be able to share some golden nuggets and insights that will help you to leverage your technology tools in a more effective way, in particular around a setting appointments, because what I find in my business is I have to work constantly at setting appointments. And, you know, I can pick up the phone and call people and set appointments, and I do certainly do some of that. But if I can use systems in a way that help me to book appointments, then that's another way that I have to book appointments with people and ensure that my schedule, my calendar is full of appointments because, you know, just as you are, I'm working to build my own business, and one of the ways I build my business is talking to people one-on-one. Now, first of all, let's review the three key systems that are taught by Eric Lofholm on how to grow your business. The first system is lead generation. So you need lead generation systems in your business. Number two is appointment setting. So you need appointment setting systems in your business. And again, those could be manual systems like picking up the phone and calling people. It could also be using an online scheduling tool to be able to book appointments. And the third key system is lead conversion systems. You need ways that you can convert people from a prospect into a buyer. And again, that could be a manual method, like just talking to somebody over the phone, having a conversation, and asking them to buy from you. Could also be automated systems, systems you have set up online that will encourage people to sign up. So what is an appointment? What is an appointment? One of the things you want to think about is you want to look for ways that you can set appointments. So having a clear understanding of what an appointment is important. Is an appointment a meeting with somebody at a Starbucks where you sit down and talk to them? Is an appointment talking to somebody over the phone? Is an appointment a teleseminar or a webinar? And the answer would be all of those, all of those. An appointment is where you have an opportunity to deliver a sales presentation, a pre-planned, scripted, in many cases, sales presentation. And so you can do that one-on-one, or you can do that one-to-many. So why set appointments? Well, appointments are a primary way of generating a sale. By the way, a recorded presentation could also be an appointment. Having somebody go out and watch a recorded video, that could be a way of generating a sale. And in a lot of cases, an appointment is just a presentation, or, you know, where you're sharing details about a specific product, program, or service. But it could also be include sharing content, information that adds value. By the way, a great place to be while you're on the webinar today is out in our Facebook group. So join us out in the Sales Technology Program group. And let me just post a quick message here. I know that Angie Nurberg is on the call today, so I'm just going to send a quick message to join us out in the group. Okay, great. And so let's talk about some tips to set appointments. What can you do to set more appointments? Well, first of all, I think it's important to have a goal. You need to have a goal for appointments. And in fact, I was talking to a prospective client just about an hour or so ago, and we were talking about the track to run on. This is a concept that Eric Laufholm teaches. He learned it from Ben Feldman, insurance sales. A track to run on is where you set a specific number or specific goal for the number of appointments that you want to set and to run. And that's a key piece there, is that you want to have a different goal for how many appointments to set and a different goal for how many appointments to run. And what's the difference? Well, setting is just, you know, booking the appointment, and then running it is actually having the appointment. And there's going to be a difference, because whenever you set an appointment with somebody, there is a risk that they may no-show. You know, they don't show up for the appointment at all. Maybe you're going to call them by phone. You call, you get their voicemail, they don't show up. And so that's a no-show. And then another is where they contact you in advance to reschedule. And, you know, I face that all the time. I have people who contact me to reschedule, and I have people that no-show. And so you always want to set or have a goal for the number of appointments that you set, which is higher than the number of appointments that you want to run, because there will be a difference. And you can learn those statistics over time if you track those. And I do encourage you to use systems to track it. You could use a spreadsheet, for instance, and then add in there any appointments that you set, and then you can go back and note what the conclusion or the status of that appointment is. You know, what actually happened in that appointment. Well, did they no-show? Did they reschedule? And so set a goal. And then secondly, you can also use email as a way to book appointments. And this is a strategy I use all the time. I actually modeled the strategy as I saw it implemented by Eric Laufholm. He does things a little bit differently in terms of appointment setting, but I took that strategy and then I adapted it for my own needs, and I incorporated technology into the process to be able to help me set appointments. So you can borrow ideas from other people about how to set appointments. And it's a good idea to have multiple strategies to set appointments. So you might have a strategy to book appointments by picking up the phone and calling people. You might send emails. You might post out on social media and encourage people to contact you to book an appointment. So there might be multiple ways. You might even send out a mail piece, like a direct mail piece, which encourages someone to take action and book an appointment with you. You see the strategy used a lot by dentists and doctors. They'll send out a reminder via a postcard to ask you to schedule an appointment. In some cases, they just might automatically book an appointment for you. I don't know if anybody in any industry does that, where they just automatically set appointments for people. In fact, let me just jot that down in my notes. That's actually a pretty good strategy. Set appointments automatically for people. I never even thought about it until I just said it. But that is a strategy that I've seen done before. They'll just, you see that a lot with CPAs or accountants. They will just book an appointment for you automatically, and then they will send you, a packet to fill out in advance. And so they're just kind of assuming the sale, that if you've worked with them before, that you're going to want to work with them in the future. And so that could be a technique that you use, is just automatically book an appointment for somebody. The only disadvantage to that is what happens if they don't show up. So you probably need some kind of a confirmation process to make sure that they were going to be on the appointment, and do that far enough in advance that it would free up your time to rebook somebody else for an appointment. But, you know, it just goes to show that there are different models for booking appointments. Again, as we're on the call today, feel free to share your takeaways out in the Facebook group. Share what you're learning there. And looks like we're already up to 11 comments, so great job. And let's see. Let me just make a note here. Try to call in again. Got a message here from Susan saying she's having a problem getting onto the call, so I'm just going to tell her to call in again. If you ever have that problem, if you try to call in, like I had to call in, I think, three times to the line, and each time it wouldn't let me enter all the codes in that I need to, so on the third time it finally worked. So just be patient and try again if you have any problems with that. All right, let's talk about different types of appointments. So I gave you a few examples earlier. Let me just run through a more detailed list here. You have phone appointments. That's where you would deliver the presentation by phone. You have in-person appointments. You might go into somebody else's office, or they might come into your office, or you might meet at a another location. You have a presentation to a group. That could be delivering a speech, for instance, to a group of people. You have a teleseminar and a webinar and a Google Hangout. Those are all methods to be able to reach out to people. You also have a video chat. I've done this before where I have a video chat. You can even use a Google Hangout for that purpose as well to do a video chat. There are also other video chat services that you can use. But it's you talking on camera to another person. They can see you on camera and you can see them. You can also do a web meeting, like a go-to meeting, but just with one other person. You can create online videos, and you know, typically for a sales presentation, it's going to be a longer video, more like about 15 minutes, where you'd go through content and share information. In fact, I was just talking to a one of my clients this week, and he was saying that one of the techniques he used is that he recorded a video, posted it up on YouTube, and he offered a product that he was an affiliate for. And he had generated sales through that. He was getting a couple sales per week from people just watching a video and then clicking and going out and purchasing it. So that's another technique as well. And then finally, you could use a recorded teleseminar or a webinar. You're not just limited to using a live presentation. You could also use a recorded presentation as a way to deliver an appointment. Now, so you might want to just go through and review that list and think about what appointments that you can set. What appointments do you need to set? And think about what you know, what other appointments that you can implement in your business that will help you to generate results. Now, let's talk about some ways that you can leverage technology to schedule a one-on-one appointment. So if you want to have a one-on-one appointment with somebody, then the usual method is, or one of the usual methods is, to pick up the phone and call them, and then you can offer them a couple dates and times, and they can check their calendar, and you keep going back and forth until you can find a particular date and time that works. Another option is you could send an email, and once you find out that they have interest, then you could propose a couple of dates and times and have them email you back. One of the challenges there is if you're working to book appointments with other people, then you might have some overlapping dates and times. And if that's the case, then by the time somebody responds back, you know, it could be days or even weeks, one of those times might be filled, or by the time they open the email, one of those times might have even passed, and so they have reduced options. But the final way to do it is to actually leverage technology. And so there are different appointment setting, appointment scheduling systems that can be used to set appointments. One of the things that they have in common is that typically they will integrate in with your calendar. So for instance, if you use Google Calendar, then you might have a system that allows you to have it read your calendar and look for available dates and times. And then it would present a series of options that people could select from. So that's a very effective tool. And there are many different systems that are out there. I've probably used about 5 or 6 different systems. One of them was Appointment Quest. One of the challenges I find with a lot of the online systems is they're not really designed for people. They're designed more for local market businesses like a hair salon because they don't really deal with the time zone issue. And so when you find a system, you want to make sure that it's going to give people an option to select a time and that it's going to work no matter what time zone they're in. And so you want to make sure of that before you actually commit to using it. I use a system called TimeTrade, and it works very effectively. And so you, what's nice about TimeTrade is it does work no matter what time zone you're in, and it will kind of convert over to, you know, give people a list of times in their available time zone. So that can be effective. And one of the other things I like about TimeTrade is it gives you it gives you the option to set up multiple appointments. What that means is that you can set a different type of appointment. Like I like to create, like I'll just give you an example. So one of the types of appointments I set is a web marketing coaching session. Another one is an information product coaching session. So I can set up an appointment. I can create a customized landing page where people can land there and learn about that appointment and what benefits they'll get. And then I can also customize the dates and times of appointments. So I could specify different types of appointments. In some cases, I might want to open up some appointments on weekends or in the evenings. In other cases, I might want to just have them during the day. But TimeTrade allows me to do that. So you want to look at, you know, what kind of flexibility you have with the system that you're utilizing. Now, how should you keep track of your appointments? Well, clearly, if you're using an online scheduling tool, then you want it to be able to integrate in with some kind of an online calendar. And so the standard these days is Google Calendar, and so most systems will integrate with that. And if you're using something else as an online calendar, then you might have to look for other specialized tools that allow you to work with that or, you know, start using Google Calendar. Now, what are the advantages and disadvantages of using a calendar in your CRM? Some CRM systems like Infusionsoft might have a built-in calendar, and so you can use it to set appointments. The disadvantage of that is it may not integrate in with an online scheduling tool, and so you might be stuck with setting appointments manually. It might have some functions to be able to set appointments, but maybe it's limited. So you want to look at what capabilities you have there, but if you're working to automate the process of booking appointments, you want to make it as simple as possible to do that. So now once you book the appointment, what happens? Well, one of the things you want to think about is what kind of follow-up you're going to do, what kind of follow-up before and after the appointment. So once the appointment is set, it might be beneficial to reach out and follow up in advance of the appointment to remind people of the appointment. Some systems will automatically send out a reminder, so you want to know what's available for your system in your system to be able to do that. And then after the appointment, what are you doing to follow up with people? You might have some action items for you to take afterwards. Maybe someone is interested in signing up or purchasing from you. Is there anything you need to send to them to follow up? All right, I'm going to check out in the Facebook group real quick and see where we are. Looks like we just reached 21 comments on the call today. Great job. So we reached our goal. Let's go ahead and double our goal since we're not even 30 minutes in right now. So I'm going to put new comment goal 40. All right. So we're going to open up for questions in a moment. So if you have any questions, go ahead and share those out in the group. Also, let's just invite you to share what type of or are you using some type of an appointment scheduling tool? If so, go ahead and share that in the group. And then how effective are you in utilizing that technology tool? Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. How effective are you in using your appointment scheduling software? So go ahead and share those two answers out in the group. Now, over time, you might want to follow up with people in a few other ways. So let me give you one little tip around this. This might be a great opportunity to use an autoresponder system. So what I would think about is after you have an appointment with somebody, then, you know, depending on what the outcome of that appointment is, like if, for instance, if they did not purchase, then you might want to send out a series of messages over time. So you could create a sequential autoresponder series that would then follow up with them, because that's a very specialized niche, you know, or a target audience that you could send messages to, where you know that you've delivered a message around a specific product. And so now you just follow up and kind of drip on them over time with a series of messages, which would keep coming back and encouraging them to go out and sign up. You might share blog posts in your email messages. You might share a link out to a video they can watch. You might share a link to a recorded webinar that they could go out and watch. But you know that that's an audience that has been through a presentation. And so now you can do things to continue to add value over time and then continue leading them back toward purchasing your product or service. So have you ever created an autoresponder series to follow up with people that you had an appointment with? If not, then you might want to consider doing that. Because what's nice is with most autoresponder systems, you can manually add people to an autoresponder series. And so once you have had that appointment, then you can go and add them to that series of messages, and then they'll just get, you know, a series of messages over time. So you might want to have an email message that goes out every 3 to 4 days. You don't want to have it too often, and you also have to consider what other email messages that you're sending out. You don't want to overwhelm them. So if you're sending out messages once a week or every couple days, then you're dripping on them over time with a series of messages. So it's like a drip marketing system. Okay, a couple other thoughts here, and then we'll open up for questions. Let's talk about videos for a moment. So what videos can you create? What's nice about videos is that even in a one-on-one presentation, like where you're talking to somebody over the phone, in most cases people don't have the benefit of seeing you in person. And so a video can be used in follow-up as a tool to be able to build trust and rapport with people. So you could use it to add value. You could use it to share details about a product, service, or program. You could even use it to give people kind of a behind the scenes to what they'll get access to. So if you have some type of an online back end to a system or additional resources that are available online, you can show that to people. You can show them how to get access to it. And so that can create some more desire over time for them to want to be able to participate. You could also go in depth and explain some of the features, like take the features or the benefits of what you're offering and break it down in more detail and explain what specifically they're going to get access to, or they'll, you know, be able to, you know, what they'll get essentially. And finally, let's talk about blog posts for a moment. What blog posts can you create? And in fact, blog posts are great as a tool to be able to book appointments. So one of the things to think about is you could write a blog post, and at the end of the blog post, you can encourage people to contact you to book an appointment. So there's a couple ways you could do that. You could encourage them to call you to book an appointment. You could encourage them to send you an email message to book an appointment. You could include a link that they could click on, like a time trade link. They could click on that and then go out. So you want to think about what content that you can create, because you want to get people out to your content all the time. Like if you're doing email marketing or social media marketing, you want to share links out to your blog posts. And so in your blog posts, you can include links out to book appointments. I was working with Jim Padilla to set up a series of online videos. And so we had blog posts that he would put up where he would share content and he would share a video. And then below that, we would include a link out to his time trade account where people could book appointments. And so when you set up an appointment in time trade, for instance, or any other system, and you get a link, then you want to post that link in as many places as possible. So you want to think about what you can do every week that will allow you to share that link, get that out in front of people. And again, you want to be careful, like especially if you're using social media, you don't want to just go post your link on somebody else's page or go and post it in somebody else's group. But if you have your own Facebook group, you could share it there. You could share it on your own personal page and your business page. And you can also send people private messages and send them a private message. And then in the private message, you can encourage people to schedule an appointment. Now, I wouldn't just automatically put that out there. You might have a series of messages back and forth where you're talking to them, and then you could offer an appointment. You could say, hey, let's schedule a time to chat. By the way, I use a system called TimeTrade or whatever you're using. Here's a link where you could pick a time for us to chat. So you can do that as a series of messages over time and then lead to offering to schedule that appointment. All right, let's go ahead and switch gears. I'm going to head over to the Facebook group and go ahead and read some of the messages out there. One moment, and it looks like we're up to 30 comments so far, so great job. Angie says, three key systems to grow your business, lead generation, appointment setting, and lead conversion. Awesome. Roy said, joining in now, had a call run over. Thanks for being here on the call today, Roy. Angie said, set an appointment goal and implement multiple appointment setting strategies. Absolutely. So you want to be able to reach out to people over time and set appointments. Roy said, send out reminders to encourage appointments. Yeah, absolutely. You know, for people who are in a coaching business, if you have past clients that you haven't had appointments with lately, you could send out a reminder message and offer to schedule a complimentary session with them. So think about how you can reach out to past customers and engage them again. Roy said, the court system will book appointments for you automatically. Yeah, absolutely. That's called a jury duty. They will say you are expected to show up on this date and time, blah, 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 or at least call into a phone number to check to see if you have to go in. So you know what? Sometimes you know, just looking at other appointment setting systems and thinking about how you could use that as well could help you in providing some additional options for you. Susan said, I just tried – well, actually, I read that one already earlier. She was having trouble getting on the call. Roy said, the military will also do that. There are a few other industries probably that do that. Absolutely. All right, let's see. Roy said, use live teleseminars and webinars as well as recorded ones. Yeah, definitely. And here's the thing, too, with presentations. What I found is that for a lot of for some of the clients who enroll in my programs – oftentimes they'll attend a series of teleseminars and webinars, and then we have a conversation one-on-one, and it's through developing trust and rapport over time that you know, builds their confidence in wanting to work with me and creates interest and desire. And so sometimes people need to attend multiple presentations before they commit to going. And so that's something to realize, is that it's not just about having one appointment with people. You want to think about how you can do get multiple presentations. And for people who are only doing one-on-one presentations, it's kind of tough sometimes to go back after a couple months and schedule another appointment. You know, people kind of feel like they've been there and done that. And so one of the things I do in my business is I have developed many different presentations, many different teleseminars and webinars, and so I can keep going out on a consistent basis and always have something that I can offer that is new to people. You know, some people may have been through it, but others may have not. And so I can keep coming out and sharing information. And by the way, one of the other techniques that I use is that I also interview people periodically. And so I want to be able to keep getting out in front of my audience. And one of the ways to do that is to bring new resources to them. And so, for example, I have an interview tomorrow with Gail Campbell. And Gail is going to be talking about how to sell like a lady, how to sell like a lady. Gail is a trainer for Eric Lofholm. She's writing a book called How to Sell Like a Lady and Close Like a Man. And so it's a book that is a guide for women on how to sell more effectively. And so I'm going to be interviewing her on this topic. And by interviewing her, I'm putting a spotlight on her, but I'm also building trust and rapport with my audience by being the host. And so you can introduce other people to you and add value and build trust and rapport by interviewing other people. Angie says, different types of appointments are phone, in-person, one-on-one, teleseminar, webinar, video chat, Google Hangouts, web meetings, online videos, and recorded presentations. And so what I want you to get connected to is the value of being able to reach more people over time. You have an opportunity to be able to reach more people and have a presentation to them, whether it's a very highly customized personal presentation or whether it's a presentation one-to-many. And so usually this means getting outside your comfort zone. And in fact, you might want to take that as a test, like go through that list and then check, and then count up how many of those did you get. So let's see, what did we have on the list here? We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Perfect. So you can rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, or rate yourself as how many that you completed out of that, and that's going to give you a sense of how effectively that you're marketing to other people. Roy said, sorry, you won't be able to join us on the call, Susan. Roy says, ideally, integrate your appointment setting software with your calendar software. Most of the appointment scheduling tools are going to integrate into something so they can book the appointment automatically. There might be some other tool or technique that they use, but that's going to be the primary method. Roy said, Google Calendar is popular online. Others include Outlook or Microsoft Exchange Server and iCal. Angie said, keep it simple. Yeah, keep it simple, keep it repeatable, keep it duplicatable, make it simple to use. Angie said, do you have a reminder system or a follow-up system in your business? Yeah, it's a good idea once you've booked appointments to have some type of system or process where you're going to follow up as a reminder before the appointment and also after the appointment. You want to think through your systems. What are your systems? What systems do you have in place? Roy said, in my line of business, I have a low volume of appointments per week, so I just use a notebook. I've tried using Outlook but found it unreliable for notifications. Apparently due to an operating system upgrade and incompatibility, I know other people who it works well for. Angie said, have a series of autoresponder messages and always include email links in your emails. In fact, since you mentioned that, Angie, one of the other techniques that you can use is you can put your appointment setting link in your email signature so that every email message that you send out would include a link there where people could book an appointment with you. And I would encourage you, if you do that, then you could make that appointment be a specific type of appointment. Like, again, it goes back to this concept of what are the different types of appointments that you're setting. Think about what appointments that you could set and use that as a method for getting in front of more people. Angie said blog posts. Yeah, blog posts are a great way that you can get in front of people and then link out to your system to schedule appointments. And Roy put the same comment out there as well. Angie said, use TimeTrade for a scheduling tool, maybe 6 or 7 at using its capabilities. Okay, good. So Angie rated herself on her capabilities with TimeTrade, so there's some room for improvement there, but 6 or 7 is pretty good. So great job. Angie said, what can you do every week to get in front of people? Yeah, absolutely. Set some goals. Set some goals for appointments that you want. And here's another tip. In fact, this is something I learned from Eric Laufham. You can set goals for different types of appointments. So maybe set a goal for the number of one-on-one appointments that you set, but you also set a goal for the number of booked appointments that you want, like a presentation. And by the way, here's another strategy for you for setting appointments. You could set an appointment to deliver a training through a POI. So this is a strategy I use in my business all the time. I work to identify POIs. A POI is a person of influence. That's a person who has a network of people that includes your ideal customers or clients. And so I work to identify people who either have an email list or have, like they might be network marketers who have a downline of people they could reach out to. And then I reach out and I connect with them and I offer to do a free training for them. And so the free training is a presentation. There is a content that I share. I take about 45 minutes to train people on, for instance, social media content or online marketing strategies. At the end of the call, then I share details about one of my programs. And so I've used that strategy very successfully to get in front of new people to deliver content, train them, build trust and rapport, and then lead them to a next step in working with me. And so another technology that I use for setting appointments around that is I use a registration page. That's another technology tool that you can use. You can have a web page where people can go out and then register for that event, for a teleseminar or a webinar. They can click, they can enter in their name, email address, phone number, and that also opts them into your email marketing system. And now you can follow up over time with messages. Angie said, Roy said, sometimes you need multiple appointments to close a sale. Yeah, absolutely. This is particularly true for people who are in a business-to-business position where they're marketing to businesses rather than just consumers. There might be a longer sales cycle where they have to reach out to people over time. Angie said use of interviews is another idea. Absolutely. And by the way, here's another thought that just occurred to me is online surveys. You could use online surveys as a tool to be able to market to people over time. And the way that would work is that you would, so this might be once you've set an appointment, you could send out a link to complete an online survey. And that's going to give people an opportunity to be able to follow up over time, and or not follow up, but fill out the survey, and that gathers more information for you. Okay. Let's see. So Angie said, identify a POI with an email list that can deliver content for you. Yeah, absolutely. You can have a POI send out an email, which would generate leads for you, or invite people to a training. And by the way, you can set up a customized training, but you could also just ask people to share details about an upcoming training that you're doing. So if you have something scheduled far enough in advance, you can reach out and ask other people to help promote that event. And that is that would be an appointment setting strategy. Because what it does is it has them share the event and invite people to the event, and then the people register for the event. And so that's setting an appointment one to many. Roy said, use POIs to help you set appointments. Roy said, registration pages are another appointment setting tool. Angie said, use of registration pages as an opt-in. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, looks like we're up to about 36 comments, so we're almost about to reach our goal. Great job. Looks like we're kind of reaching the end here, so we may wrap up today's call a little bit early. In fact, why don't we just let's do an exercise here. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to think about the different types of appointments that I shared earlier. I'll go back through and I'll review the list. And what I want you to think about is what is an appointment setting, you know, a type of appointment that you could set in your business. So let's look at it this way. What in the next 30 days, what is one new type of appointment that you can start setting? So let me review the list here, and I want you to think about these, and I want you to go out and post it in the Facebook group and let me know. Or if you're listening to the recording of this call, you can send me an email, let me know what type of new appointment setting system that you want to use. So the types of appointments are phone appointments. Most people should already be doing that. That's a pretty common type of appointment to run. In-person appointments. Maybe you do most of your appointments by phone, but maybe you could start doing some appointments in person. Presentation to a group. If you're not currently doing public speaking, that might be something that you'd be interested in doing, is starting to present to groups of people, going out, booking presentations, and either using it for lead generation or to offer a product or service or sale. You can also use teleseminars and webinars. That might be a great technique to use. And also Google Hangouts is another way to be able to reach people. And maybe you've even invested in some type of a system already. Maybe you purchased something that allows you to use Google Hangouts, or maybe you have a webinar tool. Like I have GoToWebinar, and so I pay a fee every month to have GoToWebinar. And so if I'm not doing any webinars, then I'm throwing money down the drain. And so every month I need to be doing some webinars as a way to reach people, deliver value, and generate sales. And obviously if you're doing training where you're delivering content over time, then you're getting value from that as well. But it's also good to be able to use it as a tool for sales also. Video chats, that might be another one that you want to implement. So maybe you want to start doing video chats either through Skype or through some other type of online tool that allows you to do a chat. And by the way, let me mention one more here, which would be to do live stream video. When I worked with Laura Langmeyer, I worked up in her office in South Lake Tahoe, and my office was right outside her green room. And so she has a green room where she goes in and films her videos or live stream chat. And so she's got like a green screen background, or in some cases she'll have a background set up, and so she can be live online and you know, be able to reach out and talk to people. And she can do you know, chat as well, take in questions through social media and other means, and or even interview people as part of that format as well. Laurel uses a tool called Ustream, and so there are different live streaming services that you can use to deliver a live video online. You can also do web meetings one-on-one. You might be doing presentations by phone right now, and you know, if you have something like a GoToWebinar, then you could use that as a tool to do a web meeting one-on-one. That way you could actually start incorporating some PowerPoint slides into your presentation. You can also do online videos or recorded teleseminars and webinars. So which of those would you like to implement in the next 30 days? If you're in a position where you want to start doing more appointments, then this might be perfect timing to figure out a new type of appointment. So go ahead and post that on the group. Let me know what you think about that, or send me an email at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. All right, let me pop out to the Facebook page real quick. And we're up to 39 comments. Great job. Got a couple of them here, a couple comments. Roy said, exercise. Think about the types of appointment setting tools we cover today and identify a new type of tool or system that you can start using. Angie said, what new appointment setting tool can you add to your current baseline? Good. Good. And that's kind of talking about the baseline strategy. Baseline is taking a look at what you do today and then adding on to that. You know, looking, you can add to your baseline, but you can also subtract from your baseline as well. Or you could also keep it the way it is today. Roy said, review of appointment setting tools, and then he lists out all the types that I just went through as well. So thanks for sharing that. Okay, looks like we're out of comments. So I think we're going to go ahead and wrap up the call early. So let me close with a few final remarks, and then we'll close out for today. Appointments are one of the key ways that you can generate sales in your business. And so you want to be very clear, once you set your goals on how much revenue you want to produce, then you need to break that down and say, how many presentations do I need to be doing? How many presentations one-on-one? How many presentations do you need to be doing one-to-many? How many presentations do you want to do to your house list, which is your the people that are already on your database, and how many new people do you want to reach? And set those goals and then determine how many of those appointments that you need to set, and then work on implementing those. And it could very well be that you're not reaching enough people today. Maybe you are implementing some of the strategies, like you are, you know, you're setting a teleseminar or webinar, you're, you know, inviting people to it, but you're not getting enough attendance. And so whenever you're doing presentations and appointments one-to-many, then attendance is key. It's getting people to register and then getting people to show up. And so you can use technology in both of those methods. You can use email marketing. You can use social media. You can also use joint venture partners or POIs as a way to reach out to more people. And then you can follow up using email marketing. In some cases, you can even follow up with phone calls. I've actually picked up the phone and called people to confirm them for events. You know, that's a common strategy for live events, but it could also be used for teleseminars and webinars as well. You could call people in advance. If people register far enough in advance, you could call with a reminder, say 2 to 3 days in advance, and just remind them that the event is coming up and to attend. That also, that serves as a reminder, and it also lets them know that you know that they plan to attend. And, you know, sometimes that can be good to let people know that you know that they're on the registration list it kind of is a way of creating a little bit of guilt, you know, like, oh my gosh, you know, Rick knows I'm going to show up, so I better show up. So that can be an effective technique if you have the time to do that. And in some cases, you might even talk to them. You might even reach them on phone and have a chance to ask them some questions in advance or talk to them about what they hope to learn. And so that really gets them connected to the value of what they're going to get from that presentation. So that can definitely be a technique as well. So get clear about that and then look for what technology tools to implement. And so you might be at a place where you want to implement a strategy like time trade or something like that. And so it's a matter of kind of doing your due diligence, figuring it out, looking at the pricing, going ahead and signing up for it, and then starting to implement it. And so there may be steps that you need to take to implement. You might need to allow for training and learning to be able to learn how to use that tool effectively, and then to be able to implement it, to get into action, to utilize it. And then you just, you know, practice, you learn, you try it out, and you optimize over time. You see what you can do to make improvements to the process. And also periodically go back to check to make sure that your systems work. One of my clients has had some challenges where they set up an automated appointment, and then they have people clicking and going out to book it, but there are no times available. So you have to make sure that your systems are configured properly. Don't just assume once you set it up that it's going to work going forward. You have to go back and check your systems periodically. Test your systems. Every time I set up a registration page, I go back out and test it and make sure that it's following through every step of the way and that it's working. You can't just assume that things are going to work. I kind of assume the opposite, that there may be some type of a problem, so I want to identify if there are any problems so I can fix it up front. On that note, we're going to go ahead and wrap up the call today. Thanks for joining me. Hope you got a lot of great information on the call today that will help you to be able to implement appointment setting systems in your business. If you have any questions about setting appointments, feel free to reach out to me. You can call me at 916-248-5440. You can also email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. Thanks for joining me today. Have a great week, and God bless.